It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
Happy Friday, everybody. I am your host, John Rush. Andy Pate with me today. Charlie Grimes, our engineer. The impossible question yesterday, which I never would have guessed because I thought everybody had one of these. A third of American homes have one of these. Answer is a welcome mat.
Only a third have a welcome mat.
You have one?
Yeah.
So do I.
I'm not sure. Maybe it doesn't say welcome. Maybe it's just one of those mats where you can...
I don't think mine says welcome. So I guess that means I don't qualify. There's a mat there, but it doesn't say welcome.
Yeah, it means you don't qualify. You know the irony of this, John, is that I'll bet 80% of American homes have a no solicitors sign. Only a third have a welcome sign, and I'll bet you 80% have a no solicitors sign. Stay out. Are we sending a message?
Yeah, we don't like to buy things that from door-to-door salespeople.
We don't like to be cornered.
And we're paranoid. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Yes, in the next hour.
I'm serious. We are.
Paranoid characters.
And we've gotten worse through COVID.
Yes.
We've got more paranoid.
Don't corner me at my own home.
All right, real quick. Today's impossible question. Okay. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. We'll have the answer at the 5 o'clock hour. 17% of people say this would make the perfect pandemic era date. Hint, under 25 years of age might say 99% of those people would say this is the answer. So 17% of people say this would make the perfect pandemic era date.
Okay, I got it. Go to a drive-in movie in separate cars. What do you think?
Perfect date? For some, they probably would like that.
That's the only way my wife would go with me early on in our dating. But
in a separate car?
I don't know. I have to think it's got to be something at home, right? Now, this would be my answer. It won't be the answer because they say 25 years and under, okay? So younger people. But for me, one kind of fun thing that we do more of at home since the pandemic is make meals together, make dinner together.
Oh, you know, good answer.
It's kind of fun, you know, cutting things up and doing all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, watch a movie, rent a movie. Young people.
Good answer. No, that's a good answer. Cooking together. Yeah. I have no idea.
That's for me, though. Older.
You know, we'll find out in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay.
That's all I can say. Again, answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. So, today, real quick, I guess I should also mention, today's movies will be movies with paranoia.
Paranoid characters. Can I say why?
Oh, sure.
Because of our governor.
Oh, he is such a paranoia freak.
Oh, my gosh. So the guy was big into distancing and masks, and everybody around him had to be distanced with masks, and he still catches COVID. Then, after getting COVID and getting over it, he then gets the serum, whatever you want to call it, right? The vaccine.
The serum, yeah.
We'll call it whatever. And he still does distancing and masks with everybody around him wearing masks. Okay, that's paranoid. That's crazy paranoid, and that's running our economy.
Right.
So to honor that, I want to...
4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we're going to look at paranoid characters.
In not quite half an hour, bottom of the hour, 3:30, Lucas Miles is going to join us. He's a writer, speaker, film producer, and president of Nfluence Network. We're really going to talk about progressive ideology and how it's infiltrated the church.
Yeah, you and I tore apart liberal ideology in Christianity. What was it, about
a month back.
Ago, maybe?
Yeah, it's been a while back, yeah.
Yeah.
This will be good, which frankly needs to get talked about more and more.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw it a lot because I was, you know, in going to Christian college and checking into a lot of seminaries and into a lot of authors who were coming out of all these seminaries. And it was everywhere, John. Mm-hmm. And this is 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, look at it now. So a question for you along these lines.
Yeah.
You're a data guy like me, and I have not checked this. I was going to. But do you know in the 2020 election what the evangelical turnout for Trump actually was?
By percentage?
Yeah. Do you have any idea? Was it 15, 30, 80, 40, 20? Any idea?
No, I don't.
Because I'm guessing it's less than half.
I would assume it's over half, actually.
You think?
Well, yeah, I understand where you're going with this, because so many people who call themselves evangelical, and I'm not saying this because they disagree with me politically. I'm saying this because of everything I saw in, you know, the Christian colleges coming along.
Mm-hmm.
But so many of those who claim to be evangelical are really nothing but social justice warriors who want to brand what they do with a Christian label. That's all they are. I mean, literally, that's all they are. I would still, though, put it at 60%+.
You know, I'll try to do our best here during the next few minutes here to try to gain that, and he might actually know the answer to this, because where I'm going with this is, and what I really wanted to get Andy's opinion of today is, you know, we all talk about what are we going to do heading into 2022 and 2024 to win elections.
Right.
You know, Time Magazine article came out. We might talk a little bit about that today. I talked about it some yesterday and on the podcast you just heard, and really the left gave their playbook as to what happened in the 2020 election here in that particular article. So the question I have is, if we could just focus on one area in all of politics, i.e. Christians that vote, if we got the majority of Christians to vote conservative, would it be enough to win the next election? That's the question.
Do you want an answer now or later?
Answer it now. We're good. We got time.
If they did, yes, we'd win.
I think so, too.
But if I may, your biggest problem is going to be Karen in the pews.
Agree.
You can't push any kind. You can't even if you take the labels of the political parties out of it, if you push even conservatism, free markets, by the way, things that are fantastic for the church.
Which, by the way, the church should have been preaching on all along and never
let go. Socialism, by the way, widespread persecution of Christians.
Heaviest in socialized communist nations.
Well, only in socialist communist nations. Sure. And it rises in every nation that becomes more socialist every single time. So, pastors,
why does the church not preach against it?
Karen in the pews.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a Karen in the pews who leans left, who likes the Democrat Party, who's going to report you and threaten your tax exempt status.
And Andy, I think you took the words literally right out of my mouth. And so, again, what I'm telling everybody, and this is, you know, those of you that are looking for results as to what do we do moving forward as a party, as a conservative party. And by the way, that's not third party. That's not Trump running for president again in 2024. I mean, there's lots of things we can talk about. But frankly, folks, if we did just one thing and one thing only, I mean, granted, we've got to get good candidates to run. And aside from the normal things that we need to be doing to win, Andy, if we just got churches to preach correctly when it comes to politics and conservative values and what the church's responsibility is in all of this, and we got Christians to actually go out and vote conservative values, the other side would never win another election.
All right, before we go to break.
Am I right?
Yes.
Now, what I just said is a monumental task.
I wouldn't say never, because I believe that, well, I'm a pessimist. I believe that church, you know, membership and things are going
down. Well, what I was going to add to that is, if we were doing all that correctly and really preaching the way we should be preaching and really reaching the lost like we should be,
would
it not go up and we'd never lose another election?
Good point.
That's my point.
You're right.
And guess what? We're not doing any of that.
No, we're not. We're absolutely not. I mean, it's verboten. You cannot talk about economics in the church or economic systems. You can't talk about the simple fact that what I just said, everywhere you have socialism rise, freedom and goes down,
it
and persecution soars.
Exactly.
Yes.
So again, my point is, if there was only one thing outside of all the normal things we need to do as a party, if there was just one thing we did and we did what I just said, we'd win.
Yes, we would win. But let me throw this at you. You can answer it now or after break. How many Christian leaders, And I'm talking both the pastors, priests, and so forth, and the leaders in the churches, the deacons.
Right. Church boards, deacons, all that.
Do you consider to be in love with Jesus Christ?
Ooh.
By a percentage basis. Now, I personally put it at maybe half.
Oh, I was going to say less than half.
It depends. So I mean, are we including Council of Churches and stuff like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think if you're going to talk
United Methodist,
yeah, if you're going to talk church in general,
I just picked on the Council of Churches. If it says United, get out of there.
I mean, if you're talking everything in general, anybody that would have a church attached to their name, it's probably 30%.
Well, yeah. Then
right.
Well, yeah.
Because what you just said drove that number way down.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to broaden it, I when I asked you the question, though, I was thinking more...
Mainstream evangelical churches?
Mainstream evangelical, and also, let's go mainstream Catholic and mainstream...
Under half.
Not the Council of Churches,
right.
Which is the wacko left.
And I'm a little more pessimistic than you are there. I'd say way less than half.
Okay.
I'm worse than you in that area.
I'm not saying saved.
No.
When you get to saved, now I put it at under 10%. But yeah, but I'm talking, well, no, I'm not going to go that low. I'll go down to about 20, 25.
You know, I would actually be the opposite of you. I would go higher than that, but they just don't have an understanding of what they should be doing because nobody's ever taught them correctly what they should be doing in all these other areas. So I'll go higher than you.
You're kinder than me. I think a lot of people, many will come on that day and say, Lord, Lord, they think they're saved and they aren't. So I would think that it's actually a lower percentage that are actually for real than those who think they're for real. But I think we can agree on this.
Either way, we got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, the vast majority, a strong majority, don't care about the guy they're preaching about.
That's right.
They are into social justice.
That's right.
They are into entertaining. They are into fixing society, not entering eternity. That's what they're into. Would you agree?
Fully. So therein lies the problem of why we've lost some of these past elections.
Right. So with that being the field, how do we harvest that?
Well, it's rich, as the scripture says.
Yeah, okay.
Is it not?
Ripe for harvest.
It is ripe for harvest, right?
Yep.
And honestly, I believe it is because we can talk about this when we come back, but I do think the message that could be sent, which doesn't in a lot of cases, is literally freedom. You know, not only freedom in Christ, but freedom in a country, freedom to live a life the way that you want to live according to Scripture and do things the way that they should be done and raising morals across the country and on and on and on we go. The reality is we have really the answers. We just don't talk about it.
When we come back.
Right?
Yes. I agree 100%. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about how our entire concept of liberty came from biblical teaching.
Okay, we'll be right back. Perfect. Myself, Andy, Charlie, Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. We'll talk to Extreme here in the 3:45 mark as well. Got some things from Sean today there, and I really appreciate him joining us, and we'll talk to him at the 3:45 mark as well, and really appreciate the guys at Extreme. Anything you need for your vehicle, especially as we head through this cold spell that we're in right now, you may find yourself in need of them as we head through the weekend. If so, go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Ascent Health Center, if you want to feel better and really not only just have a checkup, but really get a checkup in your entire well-being, not just one area of your life, but all of it. Maybe you're not feeling well, sleeping well, you name it. Dr. Julie can help. Weight loss, you name it. She's there for you, not just on the physical side, but the mental side as well. Go to AscentHealthCenter.com or call her at 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes with us as well as our engineer. Let's talk about the Karens in the pews. By the way, Karens are everywhere. And here's the problem right now. Not only in the church, Andy, but just in life in general.
Right.
We have given the Karens far too much power, and they are now ruling the roost.
They are. They are completely empowered.
How in the world we did this?
Our legal system.
Unbelievable.
Our legal system empowers victimhood. And right next to that is Karenhood. Okay, so if you're going to empower anybody who perceives themselves as victimized, then you can empower anybody who perceives themselves as at risk due to the person who's next to them. You know, yesterday, I'm sure you talked about Gina Carano.
Yeah, and not in depth, but yes.
From The Mandalorian. Did you read her tweet?
No, I did not read them on air. Go ahead.
Do you mind if I read this?
No, go right ahead. You're fine.
Here is her supposedly massively... bad tweet that got her
the one she got thrown off for.
Yeah, got thrown off for Disney. It's a little long. It's a paragraph. Here we go. Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children, read one of Carano's social media posts. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How's that any different from hating someone for their political views? Okay, that was her tweet.
What's wrong with that?
She got fired for it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that statement. And by the way, it's a true statement.
Yeah, and by the way, what is she really
saying? And historically accurate, too, to be honest with you.
What she's saying is Karen is your neighbor, but that's also Karen in the pews. The way that you demolish the church is the same way you demolish any group you don't want. You infiltrate it, mm-hmm. plant people who will rat you out if you have freedom.
Real quick, I did say this yesterday, and I do mean it. I think she's got a very strong wrongful termination or whatever you want to call it. I realize they all have contracts and things like that, but I will tell you right now that I think they made a grave mistake and she will have a payday coming, even if it's undisclosed and out of court, but she'll have a payday when all, because there's nothing there that she said that's not historically accurate, nothing there that was racist, nothing there that was anti-Semitic. She simply stated the facts.
And even if it weren't accurate, it's an opinion. By the way, it is accurate.
Yeah.
It is accurate. Yeah. I'm saying I'm taking it a step further. Even if they could allege, well, we don't think it's accurate, it's still an opinion, which is not hostile. So how can you possibly
fire?
The
only thing they could come back on, though, is as an employer, if you don't particularly care for the way somebody's tweeting and they are giving opinions that are derogatory and might bring you as a company down, then yes, of course you can fire those individuals with cause, but this is not that.
Maybe,
not even close.
Maybe she asked for the show to be renamed the Mega DeLorean.
Well, it might actually be at this point.
What do you think?
With her...
Charlie agrees.
I'm here to tell you that, trust me, I'm sure there
that was me. I emailed in a couple times.
I'm sure there are people right now that are either meeting with her or have met with her talking about exactly how do they proceed here.
Right. Okay.
And by the way, if she's smart, they would be doing that.
Yes. Oh, she is doing that, and she's going to win, and she's going to make some real money off this, and good for her. Okay. Getting back to you, there's a real perception out there right now in America, and this has been honestly pushed by the liberals in the pews, in the church. And that is the idea that biblical teaching is anti-choice and anti-freedom. Did you know that? Then, they center a lot of it around abortion and mm-hmm. things like, gay marriage and so forth. But what they don't seem to understand is biblical teaching is the foundation of our entire system of liberty and choice in America. Here's a few examples. Okay. As I've always mentioned right there in Genesis 2, you know, the two trees, choice, reward,
free
consequence.
Will.
Yeah. You choose this tree, you live. You choose that tree, you die.
Make it's a choice with a consequence.
Yeah. You make a choice, right, and then you either have great reward or consequence. Liberalism removes that entire system. It mm-hmm. lowers the rewards of good choices, the consequences of bad choices, or it eliminates choices altogether. So obviously the biblical side is pro liberty and choice, whereas the liberal side is not. Another one, of course, is free will giving. The entire church is supported, folks, by people who give freely. It's not taxed.
That's right.
All right. There's no support for government-reinforced redistribution of wealth. None. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. Not one single sentence. And yet you have people preaching socialism in the church, which is forced redistribution of wealth using the government.
But wasn't Jesus a socialist, Andy?
No. And by the way, you know, if a man will not work, he will not eat.
I know.
How does that go along with welfare? I'm not sure
but
how I can really
recognize. Andy, what about the Church of Acts, where they all shared everything?
Yes, let's take a look at that. And that's Acts 2.
By the way, that's the one they all use.
Yeah, that's Acts 2. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing, okay, no one had anything that was his own. They all shared. Okay, let me ask you this.
By the way, key word there.
Yeah, yeah.
Shared.
Yes.
Taken and redistributed.
Yes.
Shared.
Did they choose to do that or not?
Yes.
Whoa, there's choice. You just let choice back into it. What is choice? What's another word for that? Starts with an L. Liberty.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Yeah. In other words, yes, they were using their own liberty. Mm-hmm. They came together as a group and chose, as part of this group, hey, man, we're going to round. You know what? We're doing similar things today with Biden taking over and all this. You see conservatives buying more from conservatives, selling more amongst. Basically, conservatives are forming an underground economy.
Making their own choices.
Yeah. But it's a free will mm-hmm. economy. They're freely doing it. Second question, was any government involved
no.
in the first
no.
church?
No, not even a church government.
Okay. Thirdly, here's one. Did they ever advocate that should be enforced on the entire society around them?
And let me add one more layer to that.
Go for it.
By Caesar.
Yes. By
no,
Caesar.
The answer is no.
Oh, okay. Last question. When did Jesus and the apostles ever try to force non-Christians to live like Christians?
Never.
Okay, so there was no Christian jihad?
No.
Okay, so I think we just, what did that take? 5-6 minutes? And we just rounded it up.
At best.
The Bible is pure choice and liberty religion. And by the way, do you have to be a Christian to believe in those things? No.
No.
I've got atheist friends who totally believe in, you know, I've got a really good atheist Republican friend. Really good, and he's wonderful. And we always kind of chuckle because one thing we totally agree on is that our two belief systems are both based on choice, whereas jihad is the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? There's
no choice there. No. And yet the left,
on liberalism,
the left is totally cool with jihadis.
And I was just going to say, by the way, the reason why I feel the left is really in that camp as well is because they don't like choice either. They want to dictate to you everything you do.
Right. There is no difference.
And by the way, really fast, everybody listening,
go ahead.
This is part of the plus that liberals gain. It's a lot easier. This is where legalism in the church is so strong. It's a lot easier to live by a set of do's and don'ts than free will. It's
yes.
always easier to do that. Give me the booklet. Tell me exactly what I should or shouldn't do.
Put on my leash.
And I'm good with that.
Put on my leash.
Yeah.
And pull me around.
And there's tons of humans out there that would just love to go do that. I'm just not one of those, nor do I ever want to be.
Herd me like cattle, because if I make choices, I'm responsible for the results. I don't like that. Okay. The bottom line is this. Anywhere you go in the world, here's what the left is. It is about taking what I like and making you live by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be an environmentalist. I could be a communist. I could be a jihadist. Doesn't matter. The right is the opposite.
And proof in point, I've just got a short article here that Andy and I were going to talk about. I'll do it probably maybe a little more on Monday. But Joe sent me this, and he watches this back east more than I do, of course. But in New Jersey, a Karen took pictures of a dozen school kids sledding during a snow day and sent them back to the local school superintendent, who then used those same pictures as a reason why in-person classes don't resume, blaming parents for not taking the recommended COVID precautions.
Wow.
They're exactly what we just talked about, Andy.
They wanted to mask up their kids. Yeah, and then in that article, they bring forth that, you know, the teachers were complaining, well, we have got a couple teachers and several students who have COVID. And the question that was put back to them was,
so
well,
what?
How'd they get that when you have no in-person learning?
Right. So what? And my opinion is, so
it's
what?
It's all online learning, so right. How did it spread? They had no answer.
All right, Lucas Miles is going to join us in a minute. We'll talk a little more about this in a moment, so don't go anywhere. Franktown Firearms is next, folks, and they've got decent inventory. I talked to these guys a couple of days ago. Don't forget to listen to their program tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Shooting the Breeze. But Franktown Firearms, give them a call today, 720-770-7777, or find them at klzradio.com.
Learn how to shoot with confidence at Franktown Firearms. Head trainer Karen Murray goes above and beyond Colorado state requirements in every course, from basic to advanced to tactical, providing practical training for real-world scenarios. Although the state of Colorado does not require lane time for CCW courses, you will shoot on the range during every class at Franktown because Karen believes your defensive shooting skills require practice. Classes are always small enough that everyone gets the instruction they need. For both members and non-members, the price of your class includes gun rentals, and the team at Franktown Firearms always keeps ammo in stock for you to purchase. Bring your own gun or rent one for no extra charge so you can try before you buy. Members receive a discount on all classes. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
Hey, don't let the cold weather this weekend keep you from buying a new car or truck out at Pure Force Chevrolet. Yes, everything they've got out there is heated. You can go inside. You can check things out. You can drive a vehicle. The cold weather will not stop you from doing that, and they'll be there to service you entirely and after the sale as well. I don't talk about that much, but they're there after the sale as well. It's not just the sale itself. They're there to take care of you all the way through. New and used, they've got you taken care of in Fort Lupton. PureForceChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Going into the showroom at Pure Force Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purifoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purifoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial is up next. Al Smith, he'll help you with your financial decisions as you move forward and work yourself to retirement. That's what he does. He's a financial advisor at Golden Eagle. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
President's Day, the day set aside to honor two great presidents of the United States, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Kim Munson here. Monday, we'll delve into the great accomplishments of these two men and the gift that they have given to us, liberty. We'll also dissect the latest headlines as we examine public policy and the news through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell at Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, John Littleton, you are next. We've got a guest coming on right after you, so we'll make this quick. What can we do for you, sir?
So I was just going to comment on the on the thing about the left liking Islam. I think the thing about the left is I think they're going to like anything that is antithetical.
Yes. Agree. Yeah, that's just, you're correct.
Because they don't really appreciate religious or Orthodox Jews. They hate Israel. I think the only Jewish folks they're okay with are, you know, those that are secular in Hollywood or whatever. But
which frankly, no offense, John, most of those are not even solid practicing Jews. And I would say that they're Jew in name only.
Yeah, exactly. Really quick, I'd say it's a twofold thing. Number one, common enemies, America and Israel. Since both sides hate that, the left bonds with Islam. And secondly, Islam wants to control others, so does the left.
Yep. John, good stuff. I appreciate it. You're spot on. I appreciate the phone call. Our next guest, Lucas Miles, joining us now. Lucas, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Writer, speaker, film producer, president. And am I saying this right? The Nufluence Network?
Yeah, Influence Network. Just no I.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Okay, now I'm saying it right. Yeah. Which is what? Explain it real quick.
So we started really as a church planting organization, and we've kind of evolved even beyond that to really just creating resources for pastors and church leaders to, you know, whether it be Bible studies, materials, just solutions for them to help them do what they do better. And that's just been an awesome mission for us.
We spent the last segment, Lucas, really in preparation for you talking about the church and, you know, just what goes on inside of it and the fact, you know, really even looking at, you know, percentages of who's really a solid Bible-believing, you know, Christian that really believes in Christian values versus those that just sort of come and attend. And the left has even infiltrated a lot of that. We've got Karens in the pews now that are really, even in this day and age, at least here in Colorado, controlling churches and who's open and who's not. And I can just go down the list. And so you're right on target today in what we've already been talking about.
Yeah, so I have a new book called The Christian Left, How Liberal Thought Has Hijacked the Church, looking at just that. And, you know, what I've been tracing really, you know, especially in recent years, but this is not necessarily a new phenomenon. The left has been trying to take over the church for a long time. And they've made some inroads in the past, but almost always they're deemed heretical. They're deemed, you know, kind of tossed out and the doctrines are cast aside. But we're seeing something new right now where there's a kind of a sect and a constituency of progressivism that's rising up within the church, probably like never before. And certainly the relationship between Hollywood and the media and certain, you know, Christian elite has really made that more possible. And I think more than ever, the average believer on the streets of America are quite confused even about what Christianity is and what it looks like because of this polar opposite that they see between this kind of bizarro version that the left is offering.
You know, Lucas, this really speaks to me. I got my degree in the ministry in a Christian college. And back then, this is 30 years ago, that school was being overrun by leftist thought. And I was wondering if you could speak a little bit to how they got into, before getting into the pews, how did they get into the seminaries
and infiltrate
Christian colleges? Because they infiltrated and simply took over.
Yeah, so, you know, in the past, I mean, you know, even, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago, there were certainly Christian leftists that were out there, but most of them were just located in the academic setting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, my wife spent some time over in Europe, and, you know, one of the things even within Germany, some of their seminaries used to boast, we'll make you an atheist before you graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a tendency, as I think, as people kind of become more and more inflated, and this wisdom, you know, knowledge puffs them up, you know, that they're gleaning. I think that oftentimes they lose the relationship with Christ through the study of maybe semantics and history and everything else. Now, don't get me wrong, I am an avid studier of church history.
Sure.
I mean, I
of
read,
course.
You know,
yes.
Ferociously. I'm not against, you know, the study side of it, but there is something in that progressive spirit that it's really a form of Gnosticism. The early church dealt with this. It's basically salvation by knowledge rather than salvation, you know, by grace through faith.
That's right.
And whether it's Gnostics or the left, we're seeing that trend continue.
Yep.
Hey, Lucas, really quick here. I agree with what you're saying, because one thing that was absolutely evident is that the liberalism was much more prevalent amongst the profs at Christian schools and seminaries than it was amongst the pastorate. that was out in the field. The pastorate out in the field, they were much more conservative. But nowadays, they've followed in line.
Well, because once we've trained them, and Lucas, you know how this works. Anybody listening, if you don't, this is how it works. You, depending upon denominations, Lucas, have to have a certain amount of seminary training and have a certain amount of background in those things, or you're not going to be a pastor in that particular denomination. And typically it means seminary in that denomination, or you're not going to be a pastor in that denomination. So the reality is those seminaries, the same ones you're talking about being infiltrated, are the ones training the pastors and so on, and teachers and, you know, church administrators on down the line we go. And so there's your answer as to why, Andy, we now have them in the pastorate. We've trained them.
You know, absolutely, and we've seen that kind of drip out. Now, the problem today, though, is it's not just in the schools, as you mentioned. It's dripped into the pastorate, and now it's dripping into the pews.
Yep.
You know,
yes.
And you have your average Christian not sure about, you know, is transgenderism biblical? Is abortion biblical? And they're finding themselves kind of caught between, you know, trying to hold on to this historic view of Christianity, this biblical view of Christianity, and kind of this neo-Christianity that's being presented by the Christian left. And I think your average believer who is not fully equipped because they haven't been pastored well, and I don't want to take away their personal responsibility in studying the Word themselves, they're not where they should be in their study of that. They don't have the tools and the resources sometimes to be able to discern, you know, what is deception and what is truth.
Exactly the way things are. I mean, the way you and Andy both are describing this, and you know, I open up the show really talking about how this last, you know, 2020 election went, and you know, we could rehash this thing until, you know, Christ comes back. The reality is, it is what it is today. We got to figure out how we're going to, you know, regain some of what we lost, I believe, in 2020 as we head into 2022 and 2024. And I'm one that says, really, that the task in front of conservatives is fix what you and I and Andy right now are talking about. And guess what? We win every election moving forward.
You know, the left knows that if they can divide the church, they can win elections.
That's right.
And so that's why the attempt here to kind of bring this sort of Trojan horse of Christian leftism into the church, and it appears like a gift. You know, they're giving all these great, you know, Marxist gifts like social justice.
Free thinking, Lucas, free thinking. Come on, we're free in the mind here.
Right. And so, you know, they're kind of, you know, I mean, the Trojan horse appeared like a great gift when they got it until they realized there was a whole army inside of it. And, you know, we've seen that with a lot of the Marxist offerings that the left has brought, you know, not just to this nation, but also to the church here recently. Things like liberation theology, you know, that is sort of this hybrid of Marxism and the Catholic, you know, church. And there's various deceptions like that that have come in over the years. And it's really, I think, leaving us a place to where we have to address it. We have to look at it. That's why I wrote this book. I mean, I believe it's so important that we take a strong look at the Christian left. And look, there are Democrats that are Christians, and I think it's important that as Republicans that we don't take this haughty attitude of how can a Democrat be saved or something like that. This is not a bigot type of book that I'm writing.
Right.
But there, you know, if regardless of whether you vote left or right, to be a Christian is somebody who puts their faith in Jesus Christ, who sees the Bible as the Word of God, that believes the tenets of Christianity. And what we're seeing among the Christian left is they've disconnected themselves from the Word. They've exchanged the Trinity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for the Trinity of diversity, acceptance, and social justice.
Right.
And they're really no longer worshiping the God of the Bible. They are Christian in name only.
Right. You know, Lucas, Psalm 11:3, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? I think the thing the left always does is targets the foundations first. They don't first target the pews.
No.
They target the seminaries. They
of course.
First, it's just like they don't first target changing America. They first go into the schools. They know where the foundations are, and that's how they wreck the whole house.
Yeah. No, and they do this, folks, everybody listening, they do this one chunk at a time. You know, they haven't done this coast to coast at exactly the same time, Lucas. They infiltrate a particular, and let's be honest, they infiltrate a particular denomination, and once they've got that one under wraps, they move to the next denomination. Once they got that one handled, they go to the next one. And I've seen this progression some, you know, I mean, I've been on this earth for 56 years. I've been in church the majority of my life, Lucas, and I've watched this, you know, this pattern, if you would, happen since probably I was old enough to remember, and I'm right in what I'm saying. They don't target everyone at one time. They target particular denominations. They basically achieve that and move on to the next.
It's like what they do with states.
That's right. It's exactly what they do in the church.
I think that's very fair, and I think we've seen that, and we can look at, you know, some of the Unitarian and you know, kind of liturgical type of churches that have been targeted in the past. And, you know, really, here's the reality. The left talks a lot about the separation of church and state, but they don't really want the separation of church and state. They want a church that's subservient to the state. They want a church that can do their bidding. You know, I call this Herodian politics in the book. Mm-hmm. You know, when we saw, you know, King Herod in Scripture, he loved listening to John the Baptist preach until John the Baptist said something that he didn't agree with, and then it was off with your head.
Right,
and
on a platter.
The state loves the church as long as we agree with them.
As long as they're in check with what the state wants, Lucas.
Exactly. The moment we present that truth that's contrary to theirs, they will attempt to silence us or stop us, or hijack the message and really overtake that.
Yeah, and for everybody listening, the way they, and I know we're tight on time, but Lucas, the way they do that is they even pick and choose the folks that they're going to have in when it comes to speaking and prayers and things along those lines. Publicly, I mean, in the world of politics, they are very particular in which one of those individuals are going to use. Lucas, I gotta go. We're going to have you back, though. This is a great topic. We'll get you back maybe even for a couple of segments. Where do folks find the book?
So the book's available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ChristianBooks.com. It's called The Christian Left, How Liberal Thought Has Hijacked the Church. My name's Lucas Miles. Thank you.
Perfect. Lucas, thank you so much. And Michael Bailey Law is up next, Mobile Estate Planning. Folks, get that estate in order today. Go to KLZRadio.com.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, those who prepare shall not fear. KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, folks, weather coming in this weekend, and you may find yourself on some slick, icy roads. If you're involved in an accident, make sure that vehicle, if needed, gets towed to a good shop, nowhere else. You've got the decision on where it goes. If that's the case, just go to klzradio.com, look for a good shop. Everything is there. You can have your vehicle towed directly to them, and don't forget about their mobile estimating app right on their website. Again, find them at klzradio.com, 720-541-7697.
Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to improve because they want to help more people. Al Sturm started A Good Shop because he saw a need. Back when he worked as an insurance adjuster, Al got a call from a confused customer looking for some help after a collision. Once Al had walked him through his insurance claim, this customer wanted to know what he should do next. Al told him, "The first thing you do is find a good shop." Even back then, Al saw the way corporate conglomerates ran the auto body industry. They dictated the process, so their customers didn't have much of a choice. Al wanted to give his customers options. Today, Al and his team at A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City keep on finding new ways to control the quality of their work so they can provide an alternative to the big guys. After a collision, the first thing you do is find a good shop. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@RushToReason.com.
Welcome back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Appreciate all of you listening today. Sean from Extreme Auto Repair, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, John. How about yourself?
Good. You fair in the cold weather okay?
Yeah, not too bad. It's kind of nice to get a little bit of a winter around here.
Well, we need it, actually. I'm not complaining either. We need it. But you know what? As a reminder, the cold weather usually brings on other problems when people have put off, you know, preventative maintenance and repairs on the vehicle. It sort of shows up in times like now.
It definitely does. It can affect a lot of different areas, for sure.
Yeah, you know, and everybody listening,
obviously, batteries and charging.
Yeah, thank you. There you go. Batteries, charging systems, starters. I mean, battery cables, even. Sean, I mean, it just goes down the list, and the one thing too that I want to make sure that we mention. I do this every time when you guys are on, is the tire side of the fence. We're gonna have some weather coming in this weekend. We've got snow coming. Yeah. And, you know, there's a big, huge pileup. I believe it was last weekend, Sean. It was either last weekend or the weekend prior up on I-70 where, as usual, folks without tires and proper gear caused a big jam.
Yes, sir. That's true. Yep. We can get you taken care of. That's for sure. We got, you know, we're a Cooper Tire dealer, but we can get any brand and sell them at cost. You know, we can do it all for you.
And one thing to add, and make sure that we mention this, roadside assistant and free tire rotation with that as well, right?
That is correct, yeah.
All right, and on tires, just to remind everybody, how does that work? I mean, do they just roll in and get tires? They need to call ahead of time? How does that work, Sean?
I can usually get them the same day, John. We don't stock a lot of them here just, you know, because it's hard to stock them all. But
sure.
It takes me about half a day to usually get them, so it's not too much problem. If you know what your tire size is or even just your vehicle, just give Mike or Dave a call, and we can look it up and get you a price over the phone and order them right then for you.
Great. I know the other day you guys had mentioned to me that you've got a 15% off deal right now for all, you know, quote-unquote essential workers. Can you explain that?
Yeah, you know, right now we're doing that for – in essential workers, it's categorized, obviously, by healthcare, grocery store, you know, anybody in the auto field, you know, if you're in a body shop or whatnot, sanitation, obviously first responders, armed forces and all that stuff, hospital workers, you know, doctors, nurses. You know, we just want to show our appreciation for all they've done for us and maybe help them out a little bit.
Great. And you know what? That's perfect. What do they need to do to, you know, when they make the appointment, just let you know that they're in that field, or how do they do that, Sean?
Yeah. Yeah, just let us know. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, make you show a picture of anything. But, yeah, just let us know where you're at, what you're in, where you heard of it. And, you know, we'll get you taken care of.
Well, Kevin, you guys will do the rest. All right, diesel repairs. Again, a big deal right now. In fact, for all of you that are driving diesels, just a quick tip. You should be running some anti-gel additive in the fuel right now. In fact, I had a question this morning, you know, do certain stations sell, you know, fuel with anti-gel or not? And the reality is, Sean, maybe. I mean, it really does come down to, you know, chain by chain, station by station. Best bet if you're driving a diesel is go ahead and put some additive in it right now with as cold as it is.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? You know, it's peace of mind for you. You put a lot of money into your diesel, obviously, so why don't you make sure it's protected and not trust the stations, like you said.
That's exactly right.
I know that we do that with all our tow trucks.
Yeah, me too.
You know, we maintain it ourselves and just make sure that we did it, you know.
Yep, that's exactly how you do it. Now, along those lines, not every shop out there does diesel repairs. You guys do. Talk about that for a moment also.
Yeah, we have AC-certified diesel technicians. I've got... You know, guys that are well-versed with the all of them, Cummins, Ford, Power Strokes, the Duramax from Chevy, you know, all of them. We can do any of them. You know, nothing, you know, we go up to medium duty. We don't do a whole lot of heavy duty, you know, a little bit of Freightliners here and there. But anything else, any of your, you know, three-quarter ton to one tons, we can do anything. We got a 25,000-pound lift, too, so we can do fully loaded Snap-on trucks, food trucks. You know, heating and air conditioning, you name it, we can work on it.
Which leads me into the next conversation, which are fleets. I know you guys are big enough where you do a lot of fleet work as well, which those of you that do have fleets, that's something to keep in mind because you don't have to go back to the dealer to keep that vehicle maintained. The guys at Extreme can do that for you as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We do a lot of fleet. And like you said, our size helps us with that. We're able to do customer work and fleet work at the same time. And we understand you have a fleet, you have a truck down, you're in a lot of trouble because you need to get out there and get your job done. So we specialize in getting you in and out, and, you know, getting back on the road and making money.
All right, last question, Sean, a little off topic, but I know, you know, I do a lot with the automotive industry, and there's folks out there, shops, I should say, that are always looking for good help. Are you guys in that same season where if there's folks out there listening that, you know, have got anybody at all in mind, they could send them your way? Where are you at as far as the help goes?
You know what? We're fully staffed right now, so we don't really have any openings as far as that goes.
Good. Yeah. No, that's awesome. And go ahead.
We've been fortunate. I think it's been probably 5 years since I've had to hire anybody. So, you know, we you know, the guys love it here, and we love having them, and it works out well. But, yeah, right now we're not hiring.
Awesome.
But,
Good news.
If somebody's interested, they can always come and fill out an application. I'll always put a file.
And I know one thing that you guys do too, which I think even helps the repair side of the fence, which I've known you've done for years as well, is you grow a lot of your own technicians, that's why a lot of them stay with you as long as they do, because they started there.
Yeah, sure. I've got three of my technicians now that started off as a lube technician doing oil changes and your minor services, and then they became apprentices, and now they've worked their way into, being full-time technicians with us. And I've got another one that's pretty close to, full-time status as far as being a technician as well right
awesome.
Now.
Awesome. Awesome. Good. Yeah, Sean, that's great. That actually,
the way we do it.
No, that's awesome. That's encouraging. I appreciate that. Last question. Mm-hmm. And again, I mentioned earlier, even with the fleets, when it comes to you guys doing work that even, dealers and that can do. And there's a misconception that even when folks buy a service contract, when they buy a newer used car, they've got to go back to that same place that sold it to them. And the reality is you guys can help them with those extended service contracts.
Absolutely. We do a ton of work with some of the different used car lots, some of the big popular nationwide ones, and some of the smaller ones. We do a lot with those. And like you said, if you go to Ford and buy one and it's not a Ford service contract, we can definitely take care of it for you. We call them. We get the job sold for you. If there's an adjuster needs to come out, we'll deal with it.
Okay.
All you have to do is, pay your deductible. And just we'll do the rest for you.
Perfect. What's the wait time like right now, Sean? If somebody were to call and get something going, can you get them in first of the week?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We're, it's that time of year where we can get a little bit more in than summertime. So, yeah, if we can't get it done that same day, it'll be the next day for sure.
Okay. All right. Extreme Auto Repair, folks. Don't forget towing as well. So those of you guys that are out there driving, if you don't heed my warning and put some additive in and you get gelled up, they can tow you in as well. Find them at klzradio.com, 303-841-1071. Sean, thanks. Have a great weekend. And I really appreciate all that you do for us and the listeners, sir.
Likewise.
All right, and up next, it's Novus Auto Glass. It is a clear choice in auto glass repair or replacement. I say it all the time. If you're not seeing clearly, they can help you. And, they can do a repair up to about a foot, a crack repair up to about a foot, depending upon the crack itself. And keep in mind, those cracks, if they cannot be fixed, they will give you credit towards the windshield if that's the case. So they work with all insurance companies. They would love to help you. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus, and Novus is spelled N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at RushToReason.com.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Now back to You Know Who. Rush to Reason on KLZ Radio.
All right, don't forget, all of you gentlemen, especially Valentine's Day weekend. It is Sunday, so don't go Sunday morning and get your card and flowers. I would probably do that a little earlier if I were you.
Yeah.
Don't be waiting till the last minute.
No.
All right, so going back to the last conversation, we had some text messages along these lines. We had Lucas Miles on, author of The Christian Left, How Liberal Thought Has Hijacked the Church. And getting text messages in as to, so people can't change their mind. In other words, if they're a conservative, they can't change their mind to be a liberal. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is intrinsically the left has gotten in and infiltrated all sorts of organizations, and they've done it from the bottom up. So they take over the education side, they'll get into the church side and take over the seminary end of things, which is where all the pastorate is trained from, and that's how they make changes. They're not changing a 40-year pastor in the pulpit and making him or her think differently. They're doing it from that young person that's now 19 years of age going into seminary, right?
Right. And by the way, there are two problems with that question, if I may. Number one, from the experience of being in the Christian colleges and seminary and dealing with this, these people were moved by their profs.
Right.
They are largely moved by the seeds of doubt are planted heavily by profs who want to plant those seeds of doubt. Secondly, to go from being a conservative to a liberal, we're not talking Republican, Democrat, conservative to a liberal, does that mean you're leaving the Christian faith? I'm going to just say it. Liberalism is absolutely incompatible with Christianity. I've said it over and over. How can you have an ideology that says we're going to lower the rewards of good choices, the consequences of bad, or remove choices altogether, and make that compatible with a religion that brought us choice?
Right.
I'm sorry. Yes. If you leave that, you can argue, were you ever a Christian to begin with and all that. I don't want to get into that. Right. But can I say, yeah, are you walking away from the faith? Absolutely. Absolutely, I believe you are. Jesus didn't come to fix the world with social justice. He came to save the world. He came to save the lost from our sins.
Yeah, trust me, folks. If he would have wanted to change things back then social justice-wise.
Oh, yeah.
He would have. And trust me when I say this, there was more inequality with social justice then than there is now. Far more than now. So if he didn't fix it then, it's not his goal to fix it today.
Yeah, many wanted him to be a king.
That's
right.
All right, we'll come back. Hour number two is next. We're going to get into movies. Movies with paranoid characters.
Paranoid characters.
All right, we'll be right back.
Stop.
Don't go anywhere. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.